This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A conservative Missouri political committee says it may recruit candidates to run in primary elections against Republican legislators who vote against an income tax cut. Bev Randles chairs the Missouri Club for Growth. The group is part of a coalition urging lawmakers to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of the tax cut legislation. Randles said her group won't support the re-election bid of anyone who votes against the veto override and likely would look for a challenger to set up a 2014 primary. The head of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry also said the tax cut legislation would be a high priority as it rates lawmakers. The legislature is set to convene on September 11th to consider overriding bills vetoed by Governor Nixon. The Missouri Botanical Garden has completed a 26-year effort to document the state's native plants. The three-volume Flora of Missouri contains illustrations, plant distribution maps, and a detailed description of each species, including its taxonomy, uses, and conservation status. This encyclopedic work updates the original Flora of Missouri, which was first published in 1963 by the late Julian Steiermark. The Missouri Department of Conservation collaborated on the revised edition. In addition to providing a comprehensive reference for scientists, land managers, and gardeners, the books will serve as a guide to another botanical garden project, the Seed Bank, which aims to collect and preserve the seeds of all the native plants of Missouri by the end of the decade. A St. Louis radio station is dropping an ad in which Texas Governor Rick Perry urges Missouri businesses to consider relocating to his income tax-free state. KTRS AM General Manager Mark Dorsey says the station was told by a Texas marketing group that the ad was meant to promote tourism in the Lone Star State. Instead, the Republican governor promotes Texas as a, quote, great place to live and work. Perry is scheduled to visit Missouri next week. He's expected to tout his state's business-friendly environment in an address to supporters of an effort to override Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of an income tax cut. The University of Missouri's independent student newspaper, The Maneater, says it will produce only one print publication per week to allow the staff to concentrate on the paper's website. The paper will now publish only on Wednesday rather than twice a week. The Maneater began as a twice-a-week publication in 1955. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that publications coordinator Becky Deal said finances did not cause the decision to become a weekly newspaper. Deal says the staff makeup likely will remain the same, and the print publication will be about the same size. A social studies teacher from Fenton has been chosen as the Missouri Teacher of the Year. Besides teaching, Jamie Manker is also a department chair at Rockwood Summit High School in the St. Louis suburb of Fenton. She was announced as the Teacher of the Year yesterday by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Manker teaches an advanced placement world history class and psychology courses. She's been at Rockwood Summit for the past 13 years. She now will represent Missouri in the National Teacher of the Year competition. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.